relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Greetings to all of you across the nation. A very special edition of America First today. Why? Because we have one of the bravest people fighting swamp monsters every single day with us in studio. He's a great supporter of the show. He's proven himself in battle against the deep state as chairman of the Intelligence Committee of the House. And now he runs Truth Social. Congressman, chairman, president, CEO, Devin Nunes, welcome in studio.
Sebastian, it is a pleasure, honestly, to be here. You've invited me for so many years, and it's great to see your Millennium Falcon, all your Star Wars paraphernalia around here. You got your red phone. I mean, it's great.
I think we're of a similar vintage, so I think you can appreciate all the stuff that my wife likes me to get out of the house and stuff my studio full of.
My wife would like for me to get all the stuff out of the house.
You have to get a show on Salem, then we have to build your studio, and then we can fill it. All right, I'm glad we've got a sense of humor, because in Reagan's tradition, we have to be happy warriors. Yeah. I can't but start with the news. Two shocking items that we have. We have Steve Bannon mentioned this last week after he has to go to New York. He was on the show with us after he walked out of that indictment in New York, that dozens of people associated with President Trump are being ambushed, being subpoenaed by the DOJ. We have the confirmation today, 44-0, including our regular friend here, Boris Epstein, who is a lawyer to President Trump, had his phone taken away from him by the federal authorities. And then as you're walking into the studio with your colleague, we find out that Danchenko, the notorious Danchenko source for the Steele dossier, thanks to a Durham filing, we now know he's an FBI informant. Did you know all of this? Did you know the subpoenas were coming? Danchenko was a plant. I have to have your response.
Well, I think that let's take the Danchenko stuff first, and we can come back to the other subpoenas that Steve Bannon mentioned. But this is really breaking news right now. It's only a few hours old. Durham went to unseal some findings, and in that, just to remind the audience, Danchenko was the super secret Russian source that when we were investigating this, everybody said, oh, these people are going to die. These are sources that are close to Putin. Putin could off them at any minute. And it ends up, Seabass, that he was like within a few blocks of here.
Yeah, he was at the Brookings Institution, just a few blocks from our studio in D.C., very, you know, susceptible to the Kremlin killing him.
Yeah, all nonsense, right? So, but remember, that was what was leaked to the fake news. They pushed it out that Republicans...
Can I give the timing? Because you pointed out how crucial the timing is. Yeah. This is from the Durham unsealed document. This is from Twitter. March 2017, the FBI signed up Danchenko as a paid confidential human source until October 2020. Why is that so significant,
Devin? So this is really fascinating. And like I said, we're just discussing breaking news right now. So what people have to remember, you have to go back in time to March 2017, the first year of the Trump administration. This is right around the time that myself, Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, and others, Trey Gowdy at the time, we all figured out that this was total nonsense.
The Steele dossier, Russian collusion.
There was nothing. They had zero, zip. So why does this matter so much? It's because now that we know this was a confidential human source, this is the guy that through 2016 was working for Fusion GPS as essentially their phony Russian. And that information was making it into the dossier. The FBI knows at that point we're onto them, right? This is McCabe, Strzok, all these guys that are now no longer there. Maybe some guys that are still in the building. But they quickly go out to sign this guy up to what? To protect him. It had to have been to protect him.
So this is a retroactive action because as soon as they make him a CI, oh, we can't talk about him, super, super secret, because they know that you're going to work out. He's not in Moscow. He's not working in the Kremlin. He's some guy working for Hillary Clinton's hit team of propagandists here in D.C.
Right. No, he's a dim operative, for lack of a better term. Yeah. He clearly knows what he's doing. He's working for Fusion GPS. He has to know what this is all about. And so the fact that the FBI would sign this guy up right at the time that we had discovered that this whole thing was phony, because remember, it was at that point that we learned that the dossier had been paid for by the Clinton campaign. That's when we learned it. Now, the whole world doesn't find out about it for another 10 or 11 months later when we came out with the memo that disclosed it. And remember, the deep state, these crooks, were putting pressure on the Congress, on me specifically, and my colleagues. We knew that. And I kept having to say, look, I can't tell you what I know, but what I know is really bad.
Yeah.
Because, they were looking for any reason they possibly could to shut our investigation down. And what an easier way to shut it down than to say, oh, they're leaking classified information. So the fact that they hired this guy at that time and brought him onto the payroll,
It's just to hide him.
It clearly was to obstruct our investigation. This guy would have zero relevant information. The FBI knew the whole damn dossier was a total frickin' fabrication and a lie. They knew. We knew it at the time. What did? They bring him on the inside. And remember, it's not the only one that we caught them later with these other cats like Halper. Remember that guy?
Stephen Halper.
And it even appears like now a guy we never found was this guy named Jaffe, was supposedly working for
the cyber executive.
The cyber guy.
And then don't forget Azra Turk, the FBI investigator who's in a bar with George Papadopoulos in London. To this day, we don't know if she even exists, what her cover is, and whether she was working for another agency. These are the questions we still don't answer. Don't have answers to. So you mentioned one thing just a moment ago, and you said the people who've left the building, are there some still in the building? After the Mar-a-Lago raid, I designed this, and my team said, that's far too extreme. Don't do it. It is now the hottest selling item on our website. And it just says, Joe Biden's Gestapo, the FBI, 80 years from Nazi Germany to the USA. This hurts me because I've worked so closely with the Bureau prior to joining the White House. But I tell you, Devin, and tell me if I'm stupid for feeling this. If the Bureau knocked on my door tonight, I would say, you go talk to my stinking lawyers. I'm not talking to you. I don't trust them. So how much of a problem is the Bureau even after the people you were battling have left the building?
Yeah.
After the subpoenas. Let's talk about the subpoenas.
I've long suspected that there's been a unit operating within the FBI. And after the Mar-a-Lago raid, it came out that it had to be.
Because so like a dirty tricks unit.
There's a very sophisticated unit. So remember what they did to hide this from Congress and from the American public is they kept this investigation, I'll just call it the Get Trump investigation. They kept it within the National Security Division. Then they kept it even tighter in what's called counterintelligence, which is super tightly held.
Yes.
So they figured out how to create these essentially Gestapo teams within DOJ and the FBI. There's no question. After Mar-a-Lago, there was zero question that was going on because it's impossible that all the same people, like Forrest Gump, end up showing up in all the same, all these crooked places.
Even in Mar-a-Lago.
Well, right. The people who did the Mar-a-Lago raid, reportedly, we don't know how much of this is true so far, but we're on the Mueller team.
Yeah.
Right? The Mueller witch hunt team. Remember, and this is, they're on the Mueller witch hunt team after everybody knows, and Mueller knew the first day, I always said, the first day that SOB walked into the building and became the special counsel, he knew it was all a hoax.
Right.
Those people knew it. So that team, think about it, that team ends up where? Continuing on, Mueller moves on to Biden laptop, Hunter Biden laptop.
Timothy Tebow suppressing the laptop.
Moves on to Jan 6.
Yeah.
Moves on, also possibly involved in the phony Governor Whitmer kidnapping debacle, where that was more FBI agents or informants than there were FBI agents, and they basically perpetuated that hoax and got these people to go on and say that they were going to kidnap the governor. And then same people, similar people, end up raiding Mar-a-Lago. I mean, I don't think you can call it anything else but that.
It's
now how pervasive, I don't know.
Let's hold that thought, but there's definitely a Get Trump team. It's a dirty tricks team inside the FBI. We're witnessing it every single day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's Devin Nunes. You got to be on Truth Social. We shall continue. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, write us a 5-star review, share it with your friends, because this is how we're going to stay loyal to the truth and save the republic. This is America First.
This affidavit is revealed, it will put those sources of information at risk. We've seen the president retaliate against anyone he considers a whistleblower, accuse them of treason, and of course we've seen the president's incendiary rhetoric already lead someone to go to an FBI building with an assault weapon who was shot to death by the FBI defending itself. So the risks the Justice Department identify are real. Now the public interest is also real, but I think the question is, at what point in time does the public get to see that affidavit? And I think the Justice Department makes a powerful case that at the early stage of the investigation, when it could jeopardize the pursuit of justice, this is not the time to be giving essentially the Trump lawyers a roadmap into how to intimidate witnesses or how to derail a legitimate investigation.
The Trump lawyers are intimidating witnesses. Yeah, tell that to Mike Flynn. That is the man who still hasn't provided us, after 5 years, the incontrovertible Russian collusion evidence that he's seen. Where is it, Adam Schiff? Let's talk to a man who actually takes his oath of office seriously. He runs Truth Social, and we are on Rumble as well right now, guys. You've got to follow him, Devin Nunes on Truth Social, former chairman of the Intelligence Committee. You talked about the there's a Get Trump team at the FBI. Adam Schiff is part of the larger Get Trump team. I have to ask, because I think it's a done deal, especially after Mar-a-Lago. Will President Trump be served some kind of subpoena or indictment based upon a criminal referral from the January 6th committee? We're 60 days away from an election. Well, the Democrats are desperate, are they not?
Well, the irony of this guy, this cat, talking about transparency.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about stuff that somebody who's not transparent, it's them.
Yeah.
And everything they're doing with January 6th. So, you know, that's been the least. Remember, I was in Congress up until last year, and I said from the very first day, I said, great, there's 14,000 hours of tape. Show the tapes. They never even showed the tapes to the Republicans, not much less the public. So they're back there. It's like a witch's brew. They're crafting it. And it's all about what narrative they want to create. Now, whether or not Schiff and Pelosi and the Democrats know about this cabal within the FBI, I'm assuming at some point some of the people traded messages. So they had to have known, and they had to know this was a Clinton deal, right?
Right.
Even probably before we did. They must know that they've got that counterintelligence division completely wired up, with a direct line, basically reporting to as Democratic operatives to the Biden White House. Look, and they always run cover for him.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear.
So do you think there will be referrals against the president?
I'm sure that they can't help themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, whether or not you know, but I don't know what it's going to possibly be on.
But it's not just President Trump. Let's listen to a very clear description of the situation from our buddy at Fox, Tucker Carlson. Cut five. Play cut.
The point, and this is a theme in every authoritarian regime, the point was to use government agents to intimidate enemies of the regime on the basis of an anonymous tip. Quote, I have never been so frightened in my life, Lisa Gallagher said. The rest of us should feel the same way. Snitches? Anonymous snitches? The secret police showing up at your door when you're in bed? This is Soviet, and there's no other word for it.
You wrote the book Countdown to Socialism. Did you think we would be here so quickly that the FBI is actually a political arm of the White House and the Democrat Party?
It was political. We thought that at a minimum that we had at least stopped the bleeding. But clearly, you know, like we were discussing in the last segment, we didn't stop the bleeding. The bleeding continued. And you know that from just this FBI cat that got escorted out of the building a couple
Tebow.
Weeks ago. Yeah. So I don't know how deep it goes, Seabass, but it looks like there's a lot more there. You know, and you see just today with the Durham, you know, that, I mean, there is something that the FBI clearly obstructed Congress on. You know, we should
deliberately
have known.
Hid somebody from
they,
you.
Yeah, they hid an important witness, right? I mean, remember, we spent a year coming through nothingness, zero, less than nothing. And, you know, and every time we would get to the dossier, it was just all made up crap. And we would say, who are these people? Who are they? And remember, they had the one time that, you know, every time they say, people are going to die, people are going to die. It was all BS. It was all nonsense. And when we just learn it today that the FBI had them on the payroll, I mean, Mueller had to know this. That whole Mueller team knew this.
Of course.
Everybody knew it.
All right. So in order to save the republic, to have free elections, we have to have access to information. We have to have unfettered freedom of speech. Rumble that we love, Truth Social that we love. You need to be on Truth Social, guys. You run this platform for President Trump. Would you give us the truth? What's going on with app providers? We're hearing some reports that you're already being strangled before you're born when it comes to Google. What's going on?
Well, look, there is no question that we want to be on the Google Play Store, right? So, you know, our whole platform is built so that it cannot be canceled by anyone. So, you know, we are on the web. You can go to truthsocial.com and you can log in from your computer anywhere, get an account and be on there and be safe and know that your data is not going to be stolen and we're not going to be wiped from the face of the planet. We have successfully built that system, working with Rumble, of course, with their cloud. At the same time, we realize that that both Apple and Google have a monopoly on the market of cell phones. They have the big Play Stores, right? So if you have an Apple phone, you have to go to the Apple App Store. We have to be there. I will say that Apple, from my entire time that I've been at True Social, they have been a pleasure to work with. You have to remember, we want it clean. We want our platform kept clean. We don't tolerate any illegal activity. And we like to say we're a family-friendly atmosphere, but, you know, we will not censor for political purposes.
Unlike Twitter.
Right. Political purposes, for sure. Well, but you take those other platforms. I mean, this is a good example. I mean, any of the other major platforms, I mean, I would put Truth Social up against those platforms any day of the week. We are family-friendly. We are clean. It is not the crap that you will find on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
So, and the reports that Google Play doesn't want you up?
So that's the issue. So we have been patiently working with Google, where you can pre-order for us on the Google Play Store right now.
Great.
But, you know, there was a whole spate of fake news over the last couple of weeks that Google was not going to let them on. We have not received that from Google. We've continued to talk to Google. Now, look, we want to be approved. We want to be on there. But the fake news has said that they're not letting us on. I'm sure what they're trying to do, that's the left telegraphing to Google.
This is what we want you to do.
This is what we want you to do. Don't do it. But, you know, Google has a decision to make, too, that, you know, are you really going to discriminate against our platform because you don't like our politics? But, you know, you can't do it based on that we have some dangerous platform, because in fact, our platform is the cleanest platform out there.
All right. In the meantime, let's make Truth Social an unstoppable freight train. If you are not on an iPhone, go and pre-order right now. And in the meantime, just go online, go to the webpage, go to Truth Social, and don't forget Rumble as well. And in the meantime, I just want to recognize our special in-studio guest for everything you've done for the nation. Thank you, David Nunes. And the book is Countdown to Socialism. Thank you, dear friends, for all your very kind comments over the last few weeks. Yes, this is the new and improved Dr. G Mark II. 40 pounds I've lost thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and the incredible team at My PhD Weight Loss. No stupid calorie counting, no starvation, just a system that lets you burn the fat off. Find out for yourself. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Book today, 864-644-1900, or just go to myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. We finally did it. He wants to come on the show. Guess who's next? Dr. Oz.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
Yes, indeed. You're looking at the new Dr. G Mark II, the improved version, 40 pounds lighter, thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas. I've just found out hundreds of you have signed up for the PhD weight loss program because it's that good. Guys, look at that photograph. That was a bespoke vest from a three-piece suit. I've had to have it taken in a little bit. Why? Because it's the first diet in 20 years that's worked for me. No starvation, no stupid calorie counting, just a system that burns the fat off. Make your first consultation today. Call 864-644-1900. If I can do it, anyone can. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, or just go to myphdweightloss.com. We have a massive story this week that hasn't been given the requisite coverage anywhere, really. But the man who knows the most is the author of the seminal work Fallout: Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. He's one of the few real investigative journalists out there. He's the founder, the editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com. Welcome back to America First, John Solomon.
Yes, good to be with you, Seb.
So I just want to retread this issue because it is such a massive blockbuster. To miss it or to just rely upon my explication, you've been covering this for 5 years now. Why is the Durham filing or the unsealing regarding Igor Danchenko, the Russian national who is working at the Brookings Institution just down the road, why is it such a big deal, and why does it point the finger to corruption at the FBI, John?
Yeah, listen, it shows bad faith by the FBI. Let's just think about the facts that are now in evidence. The FBI knew starting in the fall of 2008 that Igor Danchenko had ties to Russian intelligence agencies. They also knew he had tried to make offers of cash payments to incoming Obama administration officials to pay them cash if they would leak him secrets. So he had all the hallmarks of spying, of classified secret stealing. They dropped the investigation on him mistakenly, thinking he had left the United States when he stayed here. That suggests a level of incompetence by the FBI. But then in 2017, when they find out he is the primary source for Christopher Steele's now completely discredited dossier. And by the way, by the time they started interviewing him in early 17, they already knew the dossier was discredited. He lies to them. He lies. I've never had contact with the Russian intelligence service. We know you're lying. Okay, all right, I'm lying. And then literally, that's how the conversation goes. And then he disowns most of the things that are attributed to him in the dossier. After all that happened, after all of that knowledge, the FBI decides in March of 2017 to hire him as a confidential informant to continue to pursue Russia collusion allegations against Donald Trump.
And the timing there,
of a guy you don't hire.
The timing there is crucial, isn't it? Because we're talking about the time that Devin Nunes, Cash Patel had realized this is all bogus. So it looks like the Bureau is just trying to deep six this person and hide him under some kind of CI cover.
And remember, it's the month that James Comey said that the dossier, the Steele dossier, was salacious and unverified. In other words, it's garbage intelligence. So the guy who could prove that to Congress, to the American public, they put under wraps and tie him up as a confidential human source so that he can't talk, can't be interviewed by Congress, can't be discovered by anyone. And they keep him there all the way to almost the end of the 2020 election. They put him on ice. That's your, my tax dollars yeah. going to a guy who they thought was a Russian spy, who was known to have lied to them and who had been the source of all of the garbage that was in the dossier. And one of the things that Durham does really well, he shows how the story of the P tape, the famous sexcapades in Moscow, how it was a completely contrived lie. He's going to bring the hotel manager from the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow to this trial here in the United States. And he's going to say, I never met with anyone. I never told him that. No one in my staff ever heard such a story about Donald Trump. They're going to blow up something that the media spent 2.5 years putting on television every night.
However, there has been criticism amongst conservative commentators that it seems as if Durham isn't targeting the FBI. He's not bringing indictments against those who have lied within the FBI, like Timothy Tebow. As a result of perhaps the weakness of the Durham investigation, there are voices for some kind of committee, a new committee in Congress. Can you tell us who's behind it and what the idea is?
You know, 50 years ago, around this time, is when we had a large question in America. Was the FBI abusing civil liberties after the J. Edgar Hoover era? Were there awful things going on in the name of the United States intelligence community? We assembled an all-star panel of senators, Democrat and Republican, some of the most famous names. They proved that those things occurred, and then they created guardrails and laws and changes that would protect American civil liberties going forward. A lot of people, famous people, like the former intelligence chief for the FBI, Kevin Brock, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, Marsha Blackburn, all arguing we need that type of commission now. The FBI is so far out of control and has lost so much trust from the American people. We need an independent committee or commission. Jim Jordan said he'd like to get that started as soon as he gets into Congress next year.
Given the fact that you've been following this issue for years now, you've been writing on it, you have your own TV show, you've got your book Fallout. Do you have a sense of everything that we've witnessed, John, of a rough percentage of how much is still to be unearthed? Do we know 20%? Do we know 30%? How much still has to be investigated?
I think John Durham knows 100%. I think the public knows somewhere between 50 and 60%, and the final 40% will be even more shocking than what we know. There's three things I think we need to know. What was in the final FISA warrant that amounted to what we now know as the insurance policy? There was some specific tactic and episode that was the insurance policy. It is currently redacted in the version of that. What were the lies?
Meaning you're talking about the FBI lovebirds when they're texting saying, don't worry, if Trump wins, we have an insurance policy. That's what you're referring to.
Right. What was that insurance policy? What tactic was it? We know that Rodney Jaffe, according to the last thing, was doing some form of electronic surveillance. We need to know what that is. And then we never got a good understanding of what went on before July 31st, 2016, when the official opening of Crossfire Hurricane. There's a lot of indications that the effort to find dirt on Trump began earlier by the FBI and the Clinton campaign. I think those are in that 40% of unknown things. I think John Durham knows every aspect, and if his report ever becomes public, we'll get the final answer.
All right. In the meantime, follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports. Bookmark his media empire, justthenews.com, and catch him every night. Where can they catch your show, John?
Every night, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right on Real America's Voice. It's called Just the News, Not Noise. So check us out. We love having the show.
Thanks. Just the News, not Noise. Thank you, John. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Dear friends, we got 2 more years. 2 more years of this stuff. Are you going to be all right? Are you going to always be able to feed your family? So if it's not just baby formula, if it's staples of life, I am, because I've got a plan B. The biggest supplier of emergency rations, emergency food in America is My Patriot Supply. Right now, you can beat inflation. You can order their 3-month food supply, $250 off if you go to my link. That's preparewithgorka.com. Imagine being in a situation where you go to the local grocery and there's no food there. None. What are you going to do when you have to feed your kids, your loved ones, your grandchildren? I'm going to be able to feed them. The food stays fresh for 25 years and it's delicious. 2,000 calories per day. Please, please make sure that you're not the person who can't feed their family. Prepare with Gorkha.com for $250 off. That's prepare with Gorkha.com. Be the person who's got a plan B.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Celebrating the state of the economy and how divided the nation is. That's exactly what they were doing in the White House yesterday. Why is this happening? How is it possible? I'm going to go for a sanity check with our West Coast warrior princess, host of The Morning Answer, AM 870, AM 590, The Answer. Jennifer Horn, welcome back to America First.
Don't you love having parties, even when it rains in the economy or whatever? They just bring out James Taylor and let him go. It's a celebration.
So, James Taylor. Okay, you just stole my thunder. You're a mind reader. I didn't even know James Taylor was still alive. They rolled him out again. And I immediately thought of what? The guy that embarrassed the whole of the United States when John Kerry goes to Paris after the terrorist attack and then they roll out. Okay, just play it. Just play that cut. This is cut 13, a little reminder of the last time they did this.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again.
They did it before once, and it was a disaster. I mean, how out of touch are these people, Jen?
The messaging is so bad. You know my background is in public relations, and it kills me. Even though I am not rooting for the Biden administration, I am not on their side, but their messaging is so bad, I just want to fix it. You have the administration going out there holding a party when literally their Inflation Reduction Act has done nothing. The inflation rate was 8.5% in July. It's 8.3% in August. Big deal. So instead of noticing maybe we better tamp down the celebration or change our messaging about what will happen, they gaslight America, making you think it already has. Nancy Pelosi's asking people to applaud for her, which also seems
to
be...
She just did it again. Who is giving her my cut sheet?
Right.
Who is giving Jennifer Horn my cut sheet on the sly? So here she is. This reminds me of a certain Romanian dictator's wife, Elena Ceausescu. Listen to what Nancy Pelosi says. This is in the White House yesterday as they're celebrating indebting us for generations to come and not having baby formula on the shelves. Cut four.
Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of a stronger, fairer, safer future for all. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
You will applaud now!
It also reminded me of Jeb Bush, remember? Like the least charismatic speaker of all time. It's bad when you have to remind people to clap, Seb. They're all daydreaming. And doesn't it seem like the White House resembles an old folks home now? You've got James Taylor perched on some sort of bench. Pelosi's dentures are whistling back and forth. You've got Biden wondering what day it is, telling people that there's no inflation. It's a madhouse. But then you get Chuck Schumer, who thinks that he's like Diplo or something, and he comes out and he goes, New York's in the house. Anybody in New York? I mean, he's acting like he's a DJ. It's crazy town over there. And then to add a little salt in the wounds, after they gaslight America and say there's no inflation and everything's going great, we gotcha. And by the way, green energy, green energy, green energy, Biden gets on his big private plane, Air Force One, yep. And he flies home because he forgot to vote in the election. It's forget the economic impact. That's over $200,000 of our taxpayer dollars probably spent in that little jaunt home so he could cast his ballot. But My goodness, the footprint, the green energy. Where's John Kerry? Is he not going to be guilt-tripping the president for that one?
But it's okay, because Nancy told us that thanks to Biden, America is, quote, stronger, fairer, and safer. So all the videos we're seeing of crime rampant in Democrat cities like New York, the fairer, when the working class plumbers are paying for the master's degrees in, what is it, intersectionality, Jen? I mean,
yeah,
they have no compunction. Do they know they're lying?
I think that they must, but it's evil. I mean, as they're celebrating and James Taylor is singing his folk rock on his stool, you've got people who, on average, if you have just a regular old retirement investment portfolio, they say on average people lost like $14,000 yesterday while the Dow was crashing down at their party. I mean, it's just, it is tone deaf. And so if it's not gaslighting, and it maybe it's ineptitude, but I think it's purposeful ineptitude. I think these people just don't care. They are so arrogant because they have the news media working for them. They have the FBI and the Department of Justice working behind them. They can create any narrative that they want. And honestly, only conservative media and media sources like ours, Seb, are calling this stuff out.
All right. Well, let's focus. Let's drill down on that question of arrogance and how the media covers for them. So there was this person who was described as Mueller's pit bull. In fact, he's the guy that really ran the Mueller probe. He was disgraced for what he did with a certain prosecution prior to that. His name is Andrew Weissman. And this guy's always been in the background. He's been persecuting Americans using the FBI and the DOJ. And now, what does it mean, Jen, that he's giving interviews like this and he's just cracking jokes about the man who they just raided the home of? This is Cut 10, Andrew Weissman.
What do you think about when you think about a Department of Justice in a Trump second term? How do you think of that?
I think I've said this before. I think of that I don't have enough alcohol in my apartment to deal with that, because there clearly would not be a rule of law.
So this is a guy that never gave interviews for 4 years, and now he is, after they've raided Mar-a-Lago, after they've rifled through Barron's bedroom, after the FBI ambushed Mike Lindell at a drive-through fast food restaurant, they're more confident than they've ever been, Jen.
Because nobody's pushing back. You have these people. And by the way, MSNBC, not that it wasn't always just a garbage news channel, it's the bottom of the garbage can now. It is awful. They've been empowered. I don't know if it's CNN trying to, you know, re-find their center again or whatever CNN's trying to do. But MSNBC is, I try to listen to it just so, as Larry Elder says, our listeners don't have to. I try. And it is infuriating because it is all fake news. It's all laughing and snickering and making jokes just like that. When you know that these people are seriously so in this safe space, Seb, where they feel like they are not going to be challenged because they have the fix in. Meanwhile, people like Mike Lindell are getting their lives tossed apart by the FBI. I mean, if you're listening to this on your radio right now, watch out. Maybe the FBI is going to come for your radio next, because they have to confiscate all of this nasty naysaying by conservatives. I don't know what to say, because I like to be optimistic about our country and our country's future. But truly, if you think that this upcoming election and the one after that, the presidential election, are not the most consequential elections of our life, we have to start regaining control and sanity of this country. We are close to being lost. And I love this country and you love this country. But when you have an FBI that runs wild and you have a news media that doesn't dare question it, and you have an administration who is giving the directives on this, we're no better than some of those other countries that people are trying to flee from to come here.
Yeah. I never want to be a downer for Jen Horne, because she is our happy warrior out on the West Coast. So let's cheer her up a little bit. There's a comedian called Jim Norton. Jeff, whose show was she on? Was Jim on? Oh, yes, it was Gutfeld. So let's play this little cutter, a little lighthearted interjection. Cut 9.
You know, it's this whole, look, domestic terrorism, all right, yeah, it's got to be addressed. But let's have an honest conversation about it. Like, I'd much rather have my pilot yell, "Let's go, Brandon," than "Allahu Akbar."
That joke deserved applause.
Oh, I totally agree.
That's the way you ask for applause after you get a little bit of a titter. I'd prefer my pilot to say, let's go, Brandon, than Allahu Akbar. You always got to have, you know, the stance of a happy warrior, correct?
Always. And even when things get deep and dark and kind of sad, you always have to remember that our country was worth fighting for before and it's worth fighting for again. We can't give up. We have to be the ones who come out on this on top. And so you just keep that sense of optimism. And I'll tell you what. Let's go, Brandon, makes me think of just how different we are than the UK. Did you see that guy who yelled out at Prince Andrew that you're like a dirty old man? He was arrested.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Can you imagine if the same rule of law applied in this country? Holy smokes.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned it today that the Queen has left Buckingham Palace for the last time. She has been taken to the Abbey to lie in state so the British people can file past her prior to the funeral. So thank you for reminding us. We will continue our discussion. If you enjoy the show, don't miss any of our one-on-ones, especially today with David Limbaugh, Rush's brother. Please go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Give us a 5-star review. It does make a difference. And share the links with your friends, because guess what? We together can save the Republic if we send the truth out there every single day. We'll be back with Jen after these messages.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. If you haven't done so, please watch the incredible sequel to Larry Elder's first movie, Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom 2. I've seen it. My wife's seen it. Just the first 5 minutes are going to grab you. The footage they found, you need to see it. It's the secret plan of the NAACP, the true origins of Black Lives Matter. You can watch it right now. You can download it. You can stream it at salemnow.com. It's even better than the first one. That's Uncle Tom 2, the sequel, at salemnow.com. Got to discuss some amazing stories Jennifer sent us from California, but we have such a packed hour before David Limbaugh joins us. I have to play this cut from John Solomon, who was on Fox yesterday, because this is, along with Mike Lindell being ambushed by the FBI, this is the big story that broke yesterday as Devin Nunes opened our show. This is the latest filing, the revelation from John Durham, that the person who was the source for the fake Steele dossier that was used to spy on President Trump to get those FISA warrants, Danchenko, the Russian working here at the Brookings Institute, a few miles away from this studio. Guess what? When Nunes found out this was all fraud, all a lie, the FBI tried to hide it by making him a confidential informant. Listen to the great John Solomon. Cut 12.
Yeah, listen, you hit the Danchenko thing right on the head. Let's just think about this. The primary source for the Christopher Steele dossier, which was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign, is a person that the FBI believes starting in 2008 was tied to Russian intelligence. Why did they believe that? Because they had evidence he was soliciting Obama administration appointees, saying he would pay them if they would leak him classified information. He was working with the Russian intelligence agencies. He leaves the country. He comes back. They find out that he's the primary source for Christopher Steele. The FBI fires Christopher Steele because he was leaking to the media. They then hire this guy to be a confidential human source. They hire him after they detect in their first interview with him in many years, in January 17, that he lied to them, that he denied being tied to Russian intelligence. They had to say, listen, buddy, we know you're tied to Russian intelligence. He corrects himself then. They then go and put this man on the payroll for 3 years trying to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. It's an extraordinary thing. And now we know that while he was doing all that work for the FBI, getting paid by American tax dollars, he was lying to the FBI. Not once, not twice, 5 times in the indictment. And John Durham says he's going to reveal many more lies that Igor Danchenko told the FBI during this time. The FBI's case against for Russia collusion couldn't be any more embarrassing than what we now know.
Jen, just when we thought it couldn't get any more perverse, almost every day it seems that there's another bombshell.
Mm-hmm. Another bombshell. And, you know, you mentioned Devin Nunes, and, you know, we kind of forget because we're not seeing him every day in Congress anymore. But do you remember how they tried to ruin Devin Nunes?
Yes.
How Adam Schiff went after him and called him all sorts of names and took aim at his credibility. And it's just, it's a shame how many people got caught up in all of this. But really what this boils down to is, again, the reason why we are not un-American. We are not semi-fascist. We are not crazy right-wing extremists when we question the motivation of the FBI, because there is more proof. Again, another story that for 3 years during the Trump presidency, and there's no coincidence on the timing of that, that the FBI kept this guy Denchenko on the payroll, not just to have him dig up dirt, as John Solomon suggested, but also said to cover their own rear ends because they didn't want to uncover the ties between Denchenko and Christopher Wray. So they protected themselves by paying this guy our money, and all he was doing was shoveling BS out of Russia.
But that's the key point for those you know, who aren't familiar with this world. The issue is, as soon as they make him a paid informant of the FBI, they can say, if anybody asks a question, if Congress asks a question, national mm-hmm. security can't talk about it. So this was an act to bury
Absolutely.
The source of the Steele dossier so nobody would know it was all bogus. All right, you're supposed to be talking California with us. I always drag you into these national things because I want your take. Some very disturbing stories out of the schools there. But first, what is Newsom, what is Pelosi's nephew doing to California? What is this going to be the baby-killing center of the known universe?
So he just took California taxpayer dollars and he launched a website, abortion.ca.gov. And essentially that website, and I went on and looked at it, it's disgusting. It's written in such a way that it is easy for a 12 or 13 year old to understand what to do. And it's set up to establish that California is a sanctuary state for those people seeking abortions. And
including minors, right?
And this is what's most disturbing, is that it specifically says on the website, if you are under the age of 18, there is no limitation for age to get an abortion in the state of California, which means that he's incentivizing people, these kids running away from their states if abortion is illegal without their parents' consent on the taxpayer dollar of California, because there are grants that you can apply for travel, for lodging. You're incentivizing these people to run away from home, these children, to get abortions without their parents knowing. He's a father. Seb, I don't understand how the left thinks. I mean, obviously, we know what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy the nuclear, right? That is the far left's vision for what this country needs to look like. They don't like the family. They don't like religion. They don't like all of that. So they want to crush us. And this is one way that they're doing it, by pulling control from parents over and over again. This is a big decision for someone. And if you are, I mean, we could go back and forth. I'm a pro-life person. But even if we're talking about the choice to have an abortion, you should consent to this at 18, when you are an adult, when you are able to make decisions on your own.
But
there is no way that your 12-year-old should be going to California.
Beyond that, it shouldn't be the job of the state to encourage abortion.
And not even your own state, the state of California, to encourage the abortion of your 12-year-old. It's really sick and it's disturbing. And if you look at most, I think the thing that got me is if you look at most government websites in California, they are written to confuse people because they do not want transparency. If you read abortion.ca.gov, I am telling you right now, it's a children's book. If you need help to get an abortion, click here. If you are under the age of 18, click here. It is so simple because they are trying to incentivize this behavior. My co-host, Grant Stinchfield, who I know filled in last week for you, was calling this serial killers, basically. You're bringing people to California to just kill their kids. This is what you're incentivizing. But for me, it's far more serious. It's these little children, these 13-year-old girls who are going to hop a plane by themselves to make a really big medical decision that's going to impact their entire future.
Just, you know, translating it down to the bare facts of the matter, one of the largest states, one of the richest states, a state with a budget comparable to other countries, is targeting juveniles, is targeting young girls with the aim of having their unborn child killed. That is, for a radio host, it's not good to be speechless, but that is truly, truly diabolical. That's not what any government at any level should be doing. All right, I'm going to post the other stories we didn't get time to talk about. Fentanyl in California schools, truly, truly disturbing. Get all the information you need about California, because guys, if they can do it there, they're going to try and spread it everywhere else in America. From Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Inland Empire Answer, AM 870 and AM 590, along with Grant Stinchfield. Please follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. God bless you, Jen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Follow us on all social media except the fascistic YouTube. We are everywhere. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, you name it. Be sure to never miss a millisecond.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.